Hey, it's Trevor Grant from Revenue Hub. Welcome to another one of our Who Are We videos, where we talk with one of our expert partners and find out a bit more about them and their organization. Today, we're joined by Adrian Hanna, founder of Right Revenue. Adrian talks about her background, how Right Revenue came about, and its evolution from a revenue management consultancy into a fully fledged tech company. We also hear about Right Revenue's typical client profile and why Adrian feels technology is so important post-crisis and where the revenue management system fits into this. Really hope you enjoy what they have to say. And as always, if you're keen to hear more from thought leaders in the hotel and travel sector, please subscribe to the channel. Click that bell so you know when we have new content. And if you like what we're doing, please do give a thumbs up. It really does help the channel. Anyway, let's roll the intro. Hi, Adrian. How are you? You're well?
I'm good, Trevor. Thank you very much. In these circumstances, how are you?
Yeah, like you. Not too bad considering the circumstances. Great to have the chance to chat with you. We've spoken a few times, so this will be slightly unusual because I'm going to ask you some questions I already know, but I think it's great that we can have the chance to sit down, talk with you, hear about Right Revenue, hear about what you guys are all about, because I know there's been quite an evolution as to where you started to where you are at the moment, and I think that's what we're keen to get into and understand a little bit more. So I guess the best point to start with is to hear a little bit more about you, understand your background, where you came from, and then we'll kind of move through into talking about Right Revenue in a bit more detail. So let me pass it over to you and you can tell us a bit about yourself.
Okay. This could be a long story because I'm very, very old and clever. But I guess my background started in travel. So I worked in travel for around 13 years, but always on the tour operating side of it. So I was always not officially close to hotels, but actually quite close to hotels, even in the early parts of my career. Moved into hotels in, 97, I think, and came through a sales background with Hilton. Mm-hmm. Fell into revenue by default. And it was actually such a new discipline then. And when I worked in Hilton, this person came into the hotel with this title, revenue manager. And I was just fascinated by what he did. Right. Was told, you'll never be a revenue manager because you're a salesperson and that person sits in spreadsheets all day and that's really boring. But I actually was really fascinated, I know. And I am the person who's the advocate for non-boring revenue management. But came out of sales and actually ended up working for a revenue management company that was EasyRMS back in the day. Mm-hmm. And had a great experience with them, and I suppose found my inner nerd in India. They taught me the real disciplines of revenue management, and with actually the owner's blessing at the time, I went out on my own after working there for about 2 years, because much as I loved the company and still do. I just felt that there was lots of hotels. Now, I'm going back sort of 18 years ago, but there was lots and lots of hotels that really needed revenue management, needed to understand this fantastic discipline, but that didn't want overcomplicated revenue management. They almost needed to be coached into, you know, what is a rate strategy? What is a distribution strategy? You know, back in the days, booking.com didn't even exist.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, so with Paul McGillan's blessing, he said, go and try this consultancy gig and I'll keep your job open for a year. And if it doesn't work, come back.
That's pretty decent.
Brilliant. I'm still a big Paul fan, but I went out on my own doing revenue consultancy about 20 years ago, 18 years ago, I'm guessing, and worked with independent hotels in predominantly Ireland and the UK, some European hotels as well, and went in and did consultancy, did training, And then suddenly find something that we all know now is that revenue management touches so many departments. So suddenly then I was looking at the procedures in front office and, you know, what was happening in, you know, food and beverage and, you know, the cost of sales and, you know, why was the room sold at this price and not something else. So started to look at technology stacks for hotels and just find myself getting really immersed back into the hotel business, but in a slightly different role. And I loved it. I fell in love with the job and I genuinely feel I have the best job in the world.
So that were the formative years of Right Revenue, was that consultancy and bridging out, and then I guess really following the evolution of revenue management as it has moved from, you know, in theory a back office spreadsheets into a much more commercial strategic function. And it's been a long development journey for the profession, and you've been able to see a number of steps along that way.
I think I've just been very lucky to have been, as you say, involved right from the early days and seeing great people who maybe worked in other departments moving in into revenue management. And thankfully, we've now seen those people that were probably shut in the dark office and just, you know, given coffee and drowning in coaches. We've seen that role morph and change. And we've got so many amazing people standing up now and saying, I'm not a backroom person. I'm not an Excel spreadsheet person.
Yeah.
I'm your strategist. I'm your commercial manager. And I think seeing that journey of revenue management and being involved in that from day one and being really itchy and scratchy through every part of it has been a really exciting journey. And it's one I'm, you know, blessed to have gone on, for sure.
I could imagine. And I know, but I'd like you to sort of talk how the evolution happened. But you've developed beyond that consultancy, and almost now Right Revenue is a different, would it be right to say, a different business to where it was when it first started? Not just by definition that businesses grow, but you've actually moved into a different space as well, haven't you? Can you talk us through that?
Absolutely. And I guess you know, Right Revenue as a software solution now, and, you know, really good software solution, and giving hotels great recommendations and strategy and forecasting and all of that. That really happened by accident, if I'm really honest. I never really meant to start a business, and that's not something that you often hear founders saying.
Yep. So let me just pause for a minute. So just to clarify, so you started in the consultancy, but now you are in essence a tech business, yeah?
Absolutely, yes.
Right. So go on, sorry, Carrie, I just wanted to make sure people understood that when you're talking about Right Revenue as a software solution, you are now a technology business.
We are fully immersed in the technology environment and that whole ecosystem in hotels. But I guess to go back to your point, Trevor, I was working in spreadsheets back in those days, and I was managing, you know, 8, 10, 12, 16 hotels. And I suddenly realized that I wasn't doing a particularly good job for them because I wasn't on site all the time. And I was asking them to complete things and send data to me. And I just wasn't being effective. And I was potentially missing really good revenue decisions because of that. So I had this idea, well, for my hotels, why don't I put all of this, you know, years of knowledge and, you know, disciplines that I've learned from Cornell University, why don't I put all of this math and all these algorithms and all of this knowledge into software for my hotels, just for my hotels? And that's what it was supposed to be.
Right.
So that's why, I mean, it was never really meant to be a business as much, but it has grown because technology takes on this kind of life of its own. It really does. So the business has changed, and you know, we were very lucky to have some support here in the very early days from a government department called InvestNI, who saw what we were doing and were really interested and said, okay, we will support you with all sorts of mentoring and whatever. And we've been earmarked as one of their leading companies now in which is phenomenal.
That's really nice.
But because of that, then the business has grown and changed, and now we have like proper grown-up staff, Trevor. We have a board of directors, and we have investors, and you know, I manage now a tech team, and we have a CTO, and we have a great, wonderful tech team, and we've just hired 3 new salespeople, because we genuinely see that great revenue decisions is the way out of this, and not just great revenue decisions, but hotels that are investing in technology, looking at their data and saying, okay, we might not have historical data to rely on, but revenue management systems don't inherently use just last year's data or whatever. A good revenue manager in a hotel will understand, okay, that, you know, March happened last year, it's not going to behave, what are we going to do, things have changed. But a good revenue manager will understand patterns and the use of data and, you know, how important all of those things are. So we see all of that technology and all of those decisions and all of that support around strategy, and even base something as basic as time saving, that, you know, don't spend your life in all of these reports. Let us, let any revenue management system do the heavy lifting for you, to let your key people, because there's less of us as well, you know, let your key people, you know, actually start to be working on the strategy to get your hotel out of this, and let the technology do the work.
What a fascinating journey, as you say, to have gone from taking that step out to launch your own business in consultancy to then, I guess, a classic way technology entrepreneurs come about. It's, you know, they see a problem that they're trying to resolve and focus on solving that problem, and then before they know it, they've actually developed something that is of value, and you then, as you say, morph into this very different entity to where you were when you first started. What do you have sort of a focus in terms of your client profile? Do you work with branded properties? Is it mainly independent properties? You said a little bit that on your consultancy it was a lot in Ireland and then some in the UK and a little Europe. So yeah, be interesting to know sort of a hotel profile, if there is one, and then geographically where you may focus more of your time.
Well, geographically, the 3 new salespeople that we have just hired are all based in the UK. So we see that as a very active market. Certainly, based in Ireland, our roots are very firmly here. And we have a great client base here as well. During the first lockdown, we had a massive expansion in the UK, and all of those hotels came to us, which was brilliant.
That's really good.
But as for the sort of type of hotel, I guess, Trevor, for me, because we're very close to our customers, we're very close to the industry, and we're very close to the hotels that I grew up and cut my teeth in. So I guess they're, if I had to define it, probably 3, 4, 5 star hotels, but that sort of 30 bedroom. I think our smallest hotel has probably 22 bedrooms. But our largest hotel has 264 bedrooms, but they usually come without the brand. And the whole persona of our system has been built around what we internally call an also revenue manager. And an also revenue manager is someone who has a revenue management role to play, but could also be doing another job. So manager or reservations manager, general manager.
So it might not be their core function then, but they do the revenue management piece.
Absolutely. Now, we have some amazing hotels with dedicated super revenue managers, and those super clever revenue managers are the ones who see the benefit in a great tool that will just do the heavy lifting for them, so they can do all the clever stuff. But these also revenue managers want data in a clean, efficient, user-friendly, and I know that's an overused term, but they want to have their rate decisions with a company that they can trust delivered to them in a very straightforward way that will allow them to go, yes, I agree with all of these. Here's all of my reports delivered to me in one easy system. And actually now I can get on with the rest of my job.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the problem, as you said, that we were trying to solve, is giving people, whether they are dedicated revenue managers or an also revenue manager, an opportunity to do other great things by giving them a system that wasn't going to terrify them,
That makes sense. I just want to pick up on a point that you made earlier as well, when you said that the revenue management, it's not always looking back on historic data. And there has been this conversation or narrative, whatever word you want to use, over the last few months of, you know, well, what is the value of revenue management and the revenue manager when there's no demand and when they're handling the pricing and it's historical data? But listening to you there, you can see it, you know, your technology having an RMS system looking forward is, I mean, yes, okay, you're biased because that's your business, but you know, you also wouldn't be saying something unless you genuinely believed it. I know you that well. So what would you say? Not convince is the wrong word, but you know revenue management inside out. You've been involved in it for years. You've developed a technology product. Why do you feel it is so critical for general managers, these independent properties, non-branded properties, to be looking at investing in a piece of technology to have them ready as we do come out of this difficult period?
I think that's a key point there, Trevor, is coming out of this difficult period. This is not infinite. It is finite. This is going to end. And thankfully, over the last few weeks, we've had some great news. So we all can start to look forward. Looking forward is potentially, for a lot of hotels, going to be very different. So we've got different market mixes. We've got different segmentation. We've got different lead times, different requirements around rates. But the bottom line is we have customers and we are hospitality providers, and that we will work through this. We will work through this. We've worked through much worse, or as worse, as bad in the past. So we will get through this, and having systems that will allow you to start to track these new trends and pick up these new trends really quickly is going to be key. We are lucky enough, we don't have, we have wonderful, wonderful customers, but we don't have thousands of customers. So when COVID first happened, we were able to speak to every single one of our customers. We were able to look at their data, sit down and talk to them like a revenue manager and say, okay, how do you think you're going to come out of this? Your city center location, what do we need to do to adjust our algorithms? You're a leisure location, you're an aspirational hotel. We know that you're going to be really busy as soon as the lockdown is lifted. So what can we do to our algorithms to help push these decisions along make them better for you? So I think having a system that is starting to pick up new trends is working alongside you and helping you to come up with this, I hate the term new normal, but there's going to be new stuff coming out all the time. And we are going to get through this. And we all know that, I have a very strong belief that sort of March, April time, we will be back to some semblance or something, not like we know now. And getting there is going to need, we are all going to need great technology and great decision making. I firmly do believe that that's going to come from revenue management. And yes, I might be a little biased, but I'm not biased enough to think, to be giving hotels bad advice or be putting something in front of a customer that I didn't believe was going to work.
No, that's fair point.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a brilliant insight into what you guys have done, where you've grown, how you've evolved, and why you see it as a value growing forward. And it's been been fun to know you over the last couple of years and see that journey as well. It's always an enjoyable conversation. I've covered everything that I wanted to. Is there any points that I maybe haven't asked or touched on that you wanted to get across? Or
No, I guess just finally, you know, you're absolutely right. I think that revenue management piece sitting in the hotel is so valuable, and I'm breaking down those silos and I'm making sure that all of those departments are working together. So I think, let's move on, and let's move on with great technology and great members of our teams, because that's what it's going to be, the technology and the teams that gets us out of all of this, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree more. And let's look forward to a somewhat better 2021. Superb. Well, thanks again for joining us once more. It's always great to sit down and talk with you, whether face to face or whether virtually, as we do a lot more now. So, thanks again. You take care.
Thanks, Trevor. Thank you.
Bye bye.